Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Lincoln, Liberty, and Portview. And we say it all year that Catholic education changes lives. And normally over the summer, we're not talking about scholarship opportunities. However, some additional money is available right now with an urgent call to action, and this may be a call for you or may a student in your life that needs a boost to attend a Catholic school and get some great education. But before we begin, I want to give a big thank to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning, we have four guests with us in studio and action-packed show this morning. We're going to be talking to Michael Frecker, who is the Director of Plan Giving for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and also Bob Costantino is the Chief Financial Officer for the Diocese. They will be joining us in the first segment. In the second segment, I'm pleased to have Stephanie Baker. She is a Catholic school partner and a parent, and Mr. Kevin Fry, who is the principal of Holy Cross Academy in the North Hills. But let's first get to Michael and Bob. Michael and Bob, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Father Tom.
Glad to have you guys with me. And Michael, as we're talking about the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, it's also known as EITC. That's definitely a mouthful, but a big chunk of change for student scholarships, $2,000 is available over this summer. And everyday people and businesses can really easily become connectors for the scholarships by doing one simple thing. So can you tell our listeners, how does this work to help with the EITC tax credits?
Certainly. The state has had this program in existence now for 21 plus years. And what it enables both businesses, both corporations and small business and even individuals, they could donate, on the case of individuals and smaller businesses, they can donate through one of our LLCs, which is a special purpose entity, which is created just for the sole purpose of collecting donations. And the Pennsylvania tax credit that's involved, it's a two-year commitment that the donors make, but in what they're able to receive is a 90% Pennsylvania tax credit. So basically, they're redirecting 90% of what they would owe Pennsylvania to a scholarship organization, and that scholarship organization distributes the tuition assistance to families in need. So it's such a wonderful program. The state has generously expanded the program, and of course, we're advocating for further expansion because we have a far greater need than we do, of course, of supplied funds for tuition assistance.
That's fantastic. $200,000 available.
$200,000 is what we're trying to collect right now for this limited period. That's
sure.
Right.
Wow, that's great. I want to bring in Bob Costantino. He's the Chief Financial Officer for the diocese and a first-time visitor. Bob, welcome in studio here this morning.
Thank you, Father.
You were impressed when you walked in, and I'm glad to have you on the show. Can you explain how these funds came about this summer? Because this is a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, it is an opportunity. So the EITC program is there for mainly from the standpoint of helping our students, not just of Catholic belief, but any private institution. But for the most part, this is the way the state controls their budget. They basically put this money forth, and they have this system of how people can contribute to it. And to Mike's point about expansion, they expanded this program in the last 2 years alone about $258 million.
Wow.
And what it means, though, is that they have more credits to give away. We use those credits and we sell them. In essence, we are able to use them for a donor. And the donor can basically take their tax dollars. I mean, just simply look. It's that simple. Look at your W-2 and find out how much you're paying the state. And if you have a little bit of resources where you could put some of that money ahead of time before you get to your tax time, to this project, you will help sustain our Catholic education here in the Pittsburgh area.
So we all have to pay taxes.
We do.
To the state.
And our W-2 reminds us every year.
Absolutely. And, you know, now that we're in the construction season, you see PennDOT on the turnpike or on the roads, your tax dollars are at work, you know, repaving all these roads and bridges and things. But the tax credits, your tax dollars are at work going back to education.
It is that simple. The things that Mike talked about with some of the technicalities around SPEs and that type of thing, we're working diligently to take advantage of the $258 million additional budget that we have here. And they gave us a little piece of the pie this summer, and we have till August 7th to use them. So we need donors now. And it's a not typical time period. Usually Mike does this in the fall and the spring, is collecting these funds. But right now, we're the call of action is they're available now, and people can get involved now.
And now we're at the end of July, so this is like the two-minute warning. So
this is
the
two-week
warning, yeah.
But it's important to realize that we continue to put more and more effort into this. I mean, we're here because we're committed to what Michael's been doing and the work of the people that you're going to hear from next. And we're just fully committed, and the diocese is all in on this idea.
Now, we all know the average family attending a Catholic school, they all need tuition help. So this is definitely a help boost to get that payment down.
It's interesting that you bring that up, actually. The people that are able under state law, this is under state regulations, if you have one dependent and you're making $127,000 a year and we have money available in our EITC program, you can take advantage of this. So this spreads not only to the poor of the poor, but also middle-class families that might be struggling with the one, two, three people going to Catholic education because they want to offer their kids the same benefit of their siblings. You know, I'm one of nine kid children. We all went to Catholic school. I have three children that went to Catholic education, all personal in nature. And there's a chart on our website that you can go to, and you could see that you could have five kids, hypothetically, and still be making $200,000 and still be eligible for this. The whole key is that we have to get these donors in.
Yeah.
We have to get them involved. And it's the work of the people that you're going to hear from, as well as Michael here that's sitting next to me, and we have a lot more work to do.
So the more people that are participating, more money in the pot, more money can go out to distribute
that
equally.
That is correct. Yeah. And currently, right now, we can't cover full need. And that's where we want to be
over
the next couple of years. So this is about today, but it's also about tomorrow in relationship to the way we talk about this program.
Bob, you said you're a product of Catholic education, so you know firsthand growing up the impact it's had on you personally and as your family. How do you see the value of a Catholic education growing up, and now here you are, the chief financial officer?
Personal on me, it's all good. I started this role about 3 years ago, and it was a mission from the day I started. Every day I opened the door and used my faith to help me try to get through this role. That started with Catholic education.
And I want to bring Michael back in here. What's the best way for a family in need to reach out to get the tuition assistance, and also those who want to help designate their state tax bill to this scholarship fund?
Okay. Father, so for the families that are in need of tuition assistance, we would direct them, you know, first to their to the school and then to our school's office, because our school's office handles the eligibility. The families would apply through There's an application like a similar to those that are familiar with the college model, through the FAFSA form. This is a little bit better than the FAFSA form. It's through FACS as the organization that manages the eligibility. But it's just so the families document what their income and you know that they're eligible to receive tuition aid, and then our school's office distributes that quite well. And then for any individual or company that might be interested in making a donation to this program, we would direct them to contact our office, stewardship@diopit.org, or my email address, which is mfreker@diopit.org, and I'll reach out to them individually and answer any and all questions.
So now that we're just on the threshold of coming into August, this coming week, just a couple of days, you said August 7th is the deadline for this, right?
On the $200,000.
On the $200,000.
We'll have more openings in the fall time period, but right now we're focused on the $200,000, because if we don't find the donors, we lose it.
Mm-hmm. And I know the school administrators, and we'll be talking to Kevin Fry, the principal at Holy Cross, in our second segment coming up shortly. But I know the administrators are now coming back in. The teachers will be coming in a couple weeks to set up their classroom. So this is a good time for families to make that last-minute registration. But it's not too late, and they can contact their respective school's office for interest, and then if the need is there, then they can contact the stewardship office too, right, Michael?
That's right. That's correct.
Bob, do you want to add anything in the last minute or so on this?
You know what? I've been partnering with Michael here over for the last 18 months or so on this topic. We've been looking at it to improve it across the diocese. I urge people to, if you're not able to do it this time, that's okay, but we need it this time. But the more we're going to make this more and more simple into the future, because we have to grow this fund to make Catholic education strong in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, as well as simple. Let's keep it. Let's keep the people moving into our schools.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just really excited that this is the opportunity is there for people just to come in and help out. And your gift keeps on giving, as they say. Your tax dollars definitely are at work. And as I said, driving around, and God knows that over the summer, there's construction everywhere. The tax dollars are at work, you know, physically seeing the structures getting improved, the roads, but also your tax dollars are at work at getting a good quality Catholic education. And now that we're coming into the school season this coming fall, this is an opportunity for everybody to really put more money into that pot so more of our families can really chisel down that tuition payment. So it's really, really a great, your gift keeps on giving. So Michael Frecker, the Director of Planned Giving, Bob Costantino, the Chief Financial Officer for the diocese, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish. We are continuing an important discussion on how more students can receive a life-changing Catholic education through a new summertime scholarship tax credit available in the state of Pennsylvania. And it's only available now, so there's an urgent push to let people know about. And that's why we're really putting on this segment to get the roll call out. But before we begin the second segment, I want to give a big thank you to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I want to bring in studio this morning for our second segment, Stephanie Baker. She's a Catholic school partner and a parent, and Kevin Fry, who's the principal of Holy Cross Academy in the North Hills. Stephanie and Kevin, welcome to this segment to Catholic Education Plus.
Nice to be here.
Good morning.
You just introduce yourselves to our listeners this morning, Stephanie. We'll start with you.
I'm Stephanie Baker. I attended Catholic school as a kid, and I have three sons who attend Catholic school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh.
Great. Okay. And Kevin?
I am the principal of Holy Cross Academy. This is my goodness, I'm entering my 34th year in education, 24th year as a Catholic school principal. In that time, I've had the opportunity to serve in multiple dioceses, from the Archdiocese of Baltimore to also the Diocese of Greensburg. So I'm new to the position this year at Holy Cross.
But you're definitely not new to Catholic education, so.
Which is a polite way of saying I'm old. Yes.
Seasoned, right?
Seasoned, yeah. Yes.
Now, Kevin, we heard in the first segment from Bob and Michael about the EITC tax credits and how these scholarships are helping these families that otherwise would not be able to get a good Catholic education. And you, as the principal at Holy Cross Academy, well know, you connect students and their families to these resources. Can you give our listeners any real-life examples of the students that have been helped by this wonderful program?
Certainly. You know, when I think of need, I sort of always mentally put it into two categories. There's kind of a structural need that some families experience where they're just doing everything they can to get the basics in life. And the idea of extras or a Catholic education just seems out of reach. For those families, I say there is support and there is help, and an opportunity really does exist for these families to benefit from the program, from the EITC program in Catholic education. And, you know, I think it was Bob in the first segment said that we're looking at the program now, but we're thinking about it into the future. And that's exactly how our families that we're trying to serve think about it, because somebody doesn't want to enroll a student in first grade and wonder if the scholarship's going to run out before they get to eighth grade. So the fact that you're talking about a program with deep roots that's been helping students for more than two decades, I think is really an important thing. And then you have the variable need. These are things that come up in people's lives sometimes, right? We had a family that lost a father that suddenly found themselves in a difficult position, or maybe there's a sudden financial loss and we can support families that way as well. Or sometimes you just have really big families. And we heard that in the first segment. I think of one Holy Cross family. They have six children. And they're trying to make sure that they all get the foundation of a Catholic school education. So this program is helping all of these people, and it's exciting, and I'm really couldn't be happier to be here talking about it.
So as the principal at Holy Cross, you have a family that calls up, says they're interested in taking a tour, and they said, we want to enroll. And then you give them the financial package, the tuition. There's always that sticker shock, so to speak, you know. How do you tell your parents that don't just look at that number about the other extra resources?
Sure. I mean, the first thing people need to understand is that this program, as again we heard in the first segment, is available to people even at the middle class level. And so we encourage everyone to apply for this program and through the FACS program, through and it's a needs-based program. So if they qualify under the financial regulations that we have to follow, they can absolutely benefit. And a lot of families are surprised when they get included in the program. So we always tell them, don't say no, don't walk away, find out. Take that tour, come in and meet us, and I think you're going to be surprised, and I think you're going to find that you just will have very, very likely can have a home somewhere in one of our Catholic schools.
Yeah, don't look at that sticker price. You know, it's just like buying a car. You know, I bought a car last fall, and I was looking at my trade-in value, and then there's always incentives and things like that, and it's like, wow, okay, I can do this now. So you have to kind of dig a little bit deeper and just
absolutely
don't get scared and say, no, I don't qualify. You never know.
And we're here to support families absolutely in that process, and we sort of walk them through it step by step and answer any questions that they may have, as well as Michael to Diocese can do the same thing.
Now I want to bring in Stephanie Baker. Stephanie, you are a school parent and also a partner. You know firsthand the impact of a Catholic school education has on your family. Tell us about that wonderful help.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited about Catholic education. Our three sons have been students at Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh from preschool through our oldest graduated from high school this year. We love the opportunities for our boys to participate in the sacraments on a regular basis at the school and having faith at the forefront of their entire day. Catholic schools offer any extracurricular activity you could imagine, as well as a first-class education. And we've watched our sons thrive in Catholic school communities and feel confident that they're well prepared for the future. Catholic schools will always hold a special place in our hearts.
Were you surprised at the financial help that you were able to get for your children?
Yes.
Yeah. And that was a good help, big help for you. And one just graduated, right? Okay,
yes.
So congratulations. And the other two are still on, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How have your sons, how have you seen them blossom over the years with the morals and the values compared to a regular non-religious education? Have you seen a difference as a parent firsthand, Stephanie?
Oh, yes. Just the everyday morals and values that that are instilled in them, and the confidence of the whole community is like a big family, and everyone truly cares about their well-being, and I know they're in good hands.
Yeah. Did it take you and your husband long to make that decision to invest in Catholic school education, or was it over a time period?
We're both products of Catholic education, and we both feel very strongly about, we both love Catholic education.
That's great. Good. Now, Kevin, you came from the diocese from a state where the program like this was not available. Now you see it here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So can you share a little experience about that?
Sure. And I'm glad you asked that because it's worth pointing out to the listeners that this isn't something you find in every state. This is a program. It's not entirely unique, but it's rare. And so, yes, I started my career as a principal in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. And during my tenure, I was appointed to something called the Maryland Catholic Conference, which was a lobbying group. So we would lobby the state legislator for this program, you see, because we knew that Pennsylvania had it. And we thought, my goodness, they're 100 miles north of us, and they're making this work. Certainly we can bring this to Maryland. And we couldn't. Despite all of our efforts, I don't know if they have it now or not, but we certainly weren't able to do it while I was down there lobbying. So to come back to where I actually grew up in Western Pennsylvania and to see the blessings of this program in operation and to know that they not only figured it out here, but they figured out a way to keep it going. And it just continues to grow year after year. And so it's exciting to have this support system for all of our Catholic families. And so if you're listening and you're a Catholic school parent and you're interested in this opportunity, reach out, contact the school, take a tour. And if you're a potential donor, those credits are out there and we need to fill them. So if you can, call us up and maybe we can also bring you into this wonderful opportunity of helping students.
And if people are living in the North Hills, then I want to check out Holy Cross Academy, huh?
Yes, call up Holy Cross Academy. I will give you a personal tour.
You're right there at McKnight and Siebert.
Right there. Right, if you know where Ross Park Mall is, mm-hmm. just look across the street.
That's great. Good. And that's a great school. My four nephews went to Holy Cross Academy prior to when it was St. Sebastian's. And that's a beautiful campus and right there off McKnight Road. So I want to thank Kevin Fry, the principal of Holy Cross Academy, and Stephanie Baker, a Catholic school parent, for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio.
In our Plus segment this weekend, we are featuring the Saints Joe Comunan Community Festival. Of course, this is my parish. Why don't you come and join us this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It will be held at the St. Eugene Campus, which is located at 3210 Liberty Way, Liberty Borough. This is right next to McKeesport, Portview, Lincoln, and Glassport areas. Nightly bingo, money drawings, games, rides, flea market, specialty baskets. We have over 63 specialty baskets raffled off each night. It's phenomenal. There's going to be pierogies, homemade halushki, stuffed cabbage, Polish platters, potato chips, burgers, corn dogs, sausage, kielbasa. We have entertainment nightly, Thursday evening, DJ Tim. On Friday, Mikey D. Polka and Variety Band, and on Saturday evening, Tim Litvin and the Nature Boy Band. Also, Saturday evening, August 3rd, we will have a special 4 o'clock Mass in the church, and then food booths open at 5. Should be a lot of fun. Doors open at 5 p.m., and the games, rides, and bingo open from 6 to 11. Join us for a family fun night and enjoy the summer season.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. And I want to thank our sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. We'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Father Tom Burke on KDK Radio.